You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Dee Dee Dowdle, who is Executive Director of Communications and Marketing at Auburn University. Good evening, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You'll have to pardon my voice a little bit, though, a little laryngitis.
Well, and people may remember, how could they forget you, Dee Dee? We spoke with you a couple of weeks ago about the trees at Toomer's Corners, the world famous now. If they weren't before, they are now.
Exactly.
130-year-old oak trees at Toomer's Corners, who sadly had been discovered, had been deliberately poisoned. So we talked to Dee Dee at the time, and I wanted to get back in touch with her today because there are some efforts being made. And why don't you tell us what the efforts are at this point, and then we can do a little more background if we need.
Sure. We had a team of experts. Auburn University, obviously, is a land-grant institution. So in addition to engineering and sciences and math, we also, you know, majors like that, we have a very strong horticultural and agricultural college. And our experts from those in our College of Forestry, and our experts from all of those colleges, plus civil engineering, plus chemistry and biochemistry, we're able to get together and consult with some outside experts as well and develop a series of actions to try to save the trees. It was no light effort, I can assure you. They basically have already removed all the soil at the base of the trees and even further out, and they've removed it, put more liquid charcoal into it, and then replaced it again. So there's been a great deal of activity going on in the last week or so.
So they're in hope that the charcoal will help soak up some things and remove some of the toxins from the soil.
Exactly.
And just for a little more background for folks, a man has been arrested, a 62-year-old man who claimed to be an Alabama fan. He went on a radio station and said that he had done this. Police, some good investigative work found him. He has been arrested. Been released on a $50,000 bond.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a sad story because for folks who don't know, these are the trees, and I likened it in our past chat with the Sparty statue. This is where you come and take one of your pictures, one of the must-do pictures on the Auburn campus, magnificent campus, by the way, I've visited. These are not just a couple of trees, which would be enough for the outcry, but these are even more special.
They've been special to generations of alumni. Were probably planted somewhere in the 1800s, and by one of the first, one of the original, close to one of the first citizens of the community. So, very special. They've been in just about every classic, iconic photo that anyone would have at Auburn. But on the bright side, the two institutions have really. I don't think that the person who did this had any intention that the two institutions would pull together and unify in this way. Together, they've raised over $100,000 already to benefit the reparation of the trees.
And I guess that is the bright side. I mean, certainly no institution or person wants to be associated by default with somebody who does something like this. So, I mean, one of the Facebook pages I found, in fact, I joined it today, is Tied for Toomer's.
Right.
Alabama fans who just realized how wrong this was and said, hey, we have to try to help with this. And that's one of the places that has raised an awful lot of money.
Well, what made it really special is that they really didn't have to do that. I mean, this was an individual act. This had nothing to do with University of Alabama, just as if it were, any other school, someone at University of Michigan, did something to Michigan State. That's not the school doing it. That's an act of an individual who probably is somewhat disturbed, and it was a malicious act. So, but the fact that they would do that is just very encouraging. And what even this, you may not know this, but one of a little girl in Tuscaloosa who is an Alabama fan had a lemonade stand to visit the trees, and she came here just a couple of days ago and gave a $1,200 check to benefit the tree. So the example the fans of the two institutions are setting, I think, is is proving itself out to younger generation, that a rivalry is a rivalry, and we all have to respect each other. So.
Oh, absolutely. And what is for folks who aren't aware, Dee Dee, what is the tradition at the trees after after an athletic victory?
Well, we throw toilet paper in them, which doesn't sound very respectful, but it's really quite lovely. It kind of looks like a blizzard flew into town. And, you know, it started at the corner and then kind of migrated onto the trees. And it's been going on for probably 30 or 40 years. And it's just fun to be a part of. The entire town sells out of toilet paper, and we all go to the trees. After the national championship, there was a shot of it that I think was seen around the country, and it's a lot of fun.
I encourage people to go online and find that picture. It's pretty spectacular, actually.
Really,
all dressed in white toilet paper with lights on it. It's quite a sight, actually.
Right. I used to roll, you know, people. Not that I'm sorry, I didn't roll people's yards when I was a teenager, but you know, some people did. And here, it's you know, we have a line item in the budget for that kind of thing. So,
well, the line item in the budget must be for toilet paper removal.
Right. Exactly.
And I did wonder how I did some checking, but why don't you tell folks how you go about removing, I mean, I can't imagine how much toilet paper from the Tumors Corner trees.
You know, the city helps us with that, but it used to be done with a powerful, very powerful hose until we realized that that might do a lot of harm to the trees as well. And so it's done in a kinder, gentler fashion now, a lot less pressure. And of course, now we've asked that people stop. Really, they're in such a sensitive state right now. We've asked that they stop rolling the trees until we can assess their health and see if our efforts were successful.
And what is the next step for the trees? I mean, all this extensive soil kind of reparation has happened now. When will you start to know something? Is it when the trees leaf out again?
According to the experts, it's definitely with spring growth. There's just no way to tell what has been taken up by the roots. And so we just don't know how well that settled in, how much the trees took up. We do know that, you know, it went beyond the trees. We had to remove the pavers and the sidewalk for some distance out and remove all the soil there for as far as we could tell the contamination was. And it was contaminated at a very high level. So, you know, we're just in what, you know, waiting to see.
Well, and part of some of the reading I did about this said that you still believe that the herbicide is more than sufficient to kill the trees, but even if there's just a little bit of hope, you're going to do everything you can to try to save them.
Well, exactly. We are. We're proceeding as if we can. And, you know, also, I think the experts are more encouraged than they were because, you know, the herbicide did not go as deep as feared. I think it went down about 2 feet. They thought it was going to be much more. The roots are much deeper. So, you know, depending on the rain and how long it soaked into the ground and up into the roots, that's just, we'll just have to see. But if it's going to be affected, we'll probably be able to tell this year. Not absolutely sure.
Well, and of course, your laryngitis is attributed to how this story was picked up all across the country from people like me who hate to see things like this happen and are interested in what you try to do to fix it. And of course, as you said, the outpouring of love and support for a tradition, I think is what is the good news in this story.
Yes, that part has been very encouraging and positive. And yes, we've had a lot of talking, but at the same time, it's, you know, when people band together like that, and I think, you know, there's all kinds of causes out there, but this kind of touched on almost anybody who's ever had a university experience and knows about traditions and how emotional those traditions are for them can just related to this incident.
Well, very good. Dee Dee, I hope you get some time to rest your voice this weekend, and I appreciate your time, and we'll check in with you at a later date, and hopefully the spring leaves will be out on the Tumor Corner trees.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Dee Dee Dowdell, Auburn University Executive Director of Communication and Marketing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.